Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our previous discussion on the Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names of Allah, in the series titled Know Your Allah, we discussed Al-Muqit, the being who creates and conveys provisions to all. We explained that Qut refers to food, and Allah has created physical and spiritual nourishment. Not only has He created it, He conveys it to us. Every portion of the earth has its own speciality in terms of what grows in the ground, the animals, etc. And because different things find better traction in different parts of the world, it makes us dependent on each other. We explain it's like the entire earth is a big storeroom, and Allah has placed adequate provisions for all of His creation until the day of Qiyamah. We just need to remove it from the storeroom. Now, Allah gives appropriate to what is required. He gives meat to the carnivores, vegetable to the herbivores, plants to those who require plants. Allah also gives without discrimination. It's not only Muslims, it's not only humans. Every living creature, every creature is even considered non-living. Plants, all sustained and given their provisions by Allah. Then Allah shows these creations how to acquire the provisions. As soon as the chick is born, it starts pecking on the ground. The baby knows it must latch onto to the milk of the mother, because Allah is Al-Muqit. Today we discuss the name of Allah, Al-Hasib, the being who suffices for everyone. He suffices for everyone because He's fully aware of His servants and He's sufficient for them. They are ever dependent on Him and He's totally independent of everyone. His servants, the entire creation, cannot exist if He does not exist, and He has no partnership in this regard. Sometimes we may get carried away. We'll think the baby is dependent on the mother, so the mother is sufficient for the baby. But who created the mother? Who's keeping the mother alive? So many mothers whose children are still breastfeeding pass away. They pass away in childbirth. Who's giving the mother the intelligence? Who's giving the milk? Who's making the milk flow? Who's giving the child the guidance to latch onto the milk? Who's put the compassion in the heart of the mother towards the child? It all comes from Al-Hasib. No one person can single-handedly fulfill the need of one other person. If all of creation come together, we cannot totally fulfill the needs of even one person. Just the oxygen of one person. Just the water of one person. Sometimes you lose a leg. The entire creation together can't recreate that exact leg for you. So all of creation cannot suffice for one person. But Allah, the One, can suffice for everyone. That's why He teaches us to say, قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ. That say, Allah is sufficient for me. He has full power. That's why He doesn't need any assistants, any guards, any messengers, any secretaries. He knows everything and is able to deal with everything simultaneously. The great giant jurist Imam Shafi'i said the following couplets in this regard when he was on his deathbed. أَنْتَ حَسْبِي وَفِيكَ لِلْقَلْبِ حَسْبُوا لِحَسْبِي إِنْ صَحَّ لِي فِيكَ حَسْبُوا. You are sufficient for me. In my heart I possess only good thoughts regarding you. My good thoughts regarding you are sufficient. Another meaning of Al-Hasib, the scholars tell us, is that being who takes a complete and a quick reckoning. You see, normally when an auditor comes, he needs time. He's got to go through all the paperwork to be able to do some sort of reckoning. And that's not even a complete reckoning. Judge, same thing. Right? He requires witnesses. He requires documents. Allah knows everything. So Allah can take a quick and a swift reckoning because His knowledge is perfect and His power is complete. That's why He says, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. We will place the scales of justice on the day of Qiyamah. Meaning Allah can take a swift reckoning. So two meanings of Al-Hasib. The one who suffices for everyone and the one who can take a swift reckoning. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the understanding to be able to internalize these discussions so that we can gain greater recognition of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we can strengthen our relationship and connection with Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.